CJLO 1690 AM. This is Grade A Explosives. That was some Narwhal for you with Sleepwalkers. Before that, some Bat Sabbath. There we go. Children of the Grave. And you know, there's a lot of good stuff that's coming up. You heard an ad there for Pop Montreal, and you know, I'm excited to see things at Pop Montreal. And by that, I mean a single show that I'm going to go to at Pop Montreal, because that's normally, for someone like me, that's basically what we're at. Like, I saw Backwash 1 year. I saw Atari Teenage Riot 1 year. I didn't go see Motorhead and Anthrax. I think it was Motorhead and Anthrax when they played 1 year. But I saw another show that same night, I think. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't remember any of those shows, but that sounds cool. I didn't know Motorhead did Pop.
Yeah, I know. It's very strange to exit out of one's mouth a phrase like that, but that happened. It really did. For real, you guys. That occurred.
Yeah, that's history, pop history. Yeah, I feel like it's been... I don't even remember when I last went to a pop show. I think just, you know, life has been in the way for so long. So, but I'm volunteering this year at the Cornell West show. Excited to see. I'm assuming he's speaking, but I was saying, yes, like, it would be, I like how he's kind of billed in with the other musical acts in a way where I'm like, is he doing like a DJ set or something? Like, I don't know. It would be pretty cool if he was just like debuting his live show.
Yeah, this is where we're doing it.
His bedroom pop record. Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible. Yes. Who knows? I mean, Bionic has played and gotten back together, although they didn't play Black Blood, and that made me sad. But everyone else apparently likes other albums by them better. Whatever, you guys, like, fine. But let me the reason I'm bringing up Pop is because the one show I'm going to see this year is I'm going to go see Bonnie Trash from Ontario, who is kind of like, well, you'll get to hear them, but they're like basically like dark, they're two sisters, they're doing like dark doom, sort of that like witch doom, but not quite as extreme as some of the things I normally play on the show, though. Okay. I play them here, but it's more like, you know, how goth is back in a huge way.
Yeah,
it's more in there. And I get to also mention that Barnacle is playing. And I know that if for some reason our station manager, Allison, is listening right now, or our production person, Zach, is listening right now, they are very angry that I have mentioned that they are in Barnacle and that I am part of the station, because they view that as nepotism somehow. And, like, they are not forcing me to say this. I am telling you should go see them because their last album was very good. This is, and I will not be silenced by members of the band telling me not to promote their music.
Silenced by the media.
How dare these bands tell me what I can and can't say? How dare they try and box me in to not talk good things about them? How dare they? And so, because I am a rebel, I'm a very big rebel that you know, does all kinds of rebellious things, as in the metal, you know, the metal zeitgeist, I guess. I'm gonna play a song from the latest Barnacle record called Old Songs. Oh, but don't mistake, they are songs that have been released within this past year. It's called Old Songs. Just in case you were confused, everybody. I'm just letting you know. So I'm going to play you something off of Old Songs, and then I'll also play you some Bonnie Trash, and that will give me an excuse to maybe play some Spotlights, because I want to play them, and maybe something else. I should probably play some... No, I think this will catch me up on CanCon, so that'll be good. So I'm playing some Barnacle and some Bonnie Trash, and if you like these two things, maybe on September 27th, you should go see them at Casa del Popolo. I'm not saying that you have to. There is no one forcing me to say this. It is because I support all of these things. Also, Avec Plaisir is going to play there. See, again, I apologize, Francophones, for absolutely killing your language. I can see now why you're so angry. I can understand. Look, I've always understood, but you do need to lighten up a little bit. We all aren't raised in French. I'm sorry. I'm just a stupid American trying to get by, you know? That's all I'm saying. So here you go. Here is some Barnacle, some Bonnie Trash, and then whatever else I play after that. So keep it locked. Oh, you know, I should pick out an actual Barnacle song and tell you what it is. Let's play Bare Knuckle. That sounds like the most metal track that I can play here.
Yeah, that's gonna hit hard.
So this is gonna be this is not gonna fit with everything else that's happened so far. So too bad. You have to deal with it, everybody. So just stay tuned, and then you'll get to hear some Bonnie Trash. And, you know, that'll be more towards what has been playing. We'll build back up. That's what we're going to do here. It's a nice tactic that I'm using here. So keep it locked. Great Explosives, CJLO 1690 AM.